Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. I am Doug Llewellyn, and it's nice to be back with you. We're excited today because Kim Condorso is back with us. She was here last week on Close Up Talk Radio. She is an energy healer, and she is so knowledgeable about this subject. If you've ever wondered about what energy healing is and what it does and how it works, this is a lady to hear talk because she knows. If you didn't hear the show last week, I'm sorry, but we're going to make up for it today because Kim is going to be talking about us and get further enlightening us about this amazing subject. Her business is called Quantum Origins, and she is based in New Jersey, in Chemung, New Jersey. And it's kind of interesting because she, for years, has been on a relentless quest for much of her adult life to try and find the key to unlock her and her family's health and happiness. And it took a lot of years of searching for her, but she finally found the missing link, is the way she puts it, which came with the discovery of energy medicine. And she's the mother of two adopted boys, and she has used this endless holistic means to help her children heal from trauma that was related to their adoption. And it was during that journey that she realized that she had a lot of healing to do herself in regards to her past life experiences. Now, I know this sounds kind of strange, but anyway, that's what this is all about. And she never thought she'd be doing this because she, for 30 years, had been teaching advanced placement chemistry. She never envisioned herself retiring early from her career to do what she's doing now. But that's what she's doing. She's having a major impact on a lot of people who are coming to her for help. She has a great website which can help orient you and help you learn a little bit about what energy healing is, what happens when you have a lot of emotional baggage. That's something else that a lot of people don't understand. What do you mean, emotional baggage? That really can have major impacts on your health and your life. So we're going to start again and bring Kim back on the line to continue this conversation and this discussion of energy healing and what it is all about. And it is really a delight to bring Kim Condorso back on the line with us. Kim, it was a great show you did last week. Thank you so much for coming back. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, Doug. Thanks so much for having me on the show again. Really enjoyed last week and looking forward to sharing some more today.
Well, good. Well, listen, for people who really don't know much about what things like the emotion code are, or although I assume they have heard about the emotion code, or quantum touch. I'll be honest with you, quantum touch is a new one on me. I'm very familiar with the emotion code, but I don't know about the quantum touch. Tell us a little bit about those. What are they, and what do they do?
Yes, certainly. I'd be happy to share. So, I mean, just to start off, energy healing has really been around since the dawn of civilization. It's really nothing new. And there's probably about over 200 different forms or different types or modalities of energy healing. So the ones that I am certified in is emotion code and quantum touch. Emotion code was actually created by a guy, Dr. Bradley Nelson, back in the early 90s. And it's an energy healing modality that's kind of used to discover and release as possible underlying energetic causes to people's physical and emotional ailments. But really any form of energy medicine that we talk about, I mean, the premise is all the same. The premise of all energy healing is pretty simple, and that's that everything originates with energy, right? From the atoms that make up the universe to our every thought and emotion, everything has an energetic vibration. And it's been even shown scientifically, and my background, as you mentioned, is as a chemistry teacher, so I have kind of the science understanding here, but it's been shown that every emotion actually has a unique vibration, or the term for that would be frequency. And these emotions can sometimes get trapped in the body, and we call that with emotion code, we call those trapped emotions. So trapped emotions describe these negative emotional energies that can get trapped in the body during some kind of trying time in one's life. And if we don't release that, I mean, it can really cause some chronic health problems, anxiousness, fear, yeah, maybe an inability to give and receive love, or just general bodily malfunction and even disease. So the emotion code can help you to discover what's actually trapped in your body. And I use muscle resistance testing, also known as kinesiology, which actually its roots began in the 60s. And then using my hand or a simple magnet, we can release all of that negative emotional energy and unpack people's emotional baggage for good. And once the stuff is released, it doesn't come back. So that's kind of a big bonus with that. I actually worked with an 8-year-old girl who had this unexplained chronic back pain. She had gone to every type of practitioner, had every type of scan, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with this little girl's back. She couldn't, you know, really ride her bike that much or do most things that little 8-year-old girls would do. And I did an emotion code session to find out that she had these trapped emotions that were in her spine that went all the way back to her traumatic birth. So you can release trapped energies all the way back to in utero. And once that was released, I did a little quantum touch, which I'll describe in a second, but I did some quantum touch to her back as well. And all of this was in one half-hour session. And the next day, the mom contacts me and says that her pain was gone, like completely gone, and it never came back. So this is real. Energy is real, and these things can get trapped in the body and literally just cause this energetic chaos. Now, you said you weren't as familiar with quantum touch. Quantum touch actually goes back to the 70s, which involves a light touch around an affected area that focuses and amplifies energy. So I actually don't call myself an energy healer because I am not the one doing the healing. Like, I am a practitioner. I am an energy conduit. So I am able to kind of run energy through my body, and I can pass it on to the client to help to kind of get their cells to entrain with my energy. So the recipient's body will entrain to this higher frequency, and it'll amplify the body's innate ability to heal physical and mental discomfort and distress. And really, the ultimate goal is to literally raise your vibration. You know, when we meet somebody and we're like, oh, they really give off good vibes, you know, scientifically, it's because they are vibrating, like vibrations like peace, love, joy, and gratitude. They have a really high frequency and vibrate very high, where emotions like anger and guilt and shame vibrate very low. So the goal for all of us is to kind of raise our vibration. I did some quantum touch on a woman with chronic back, hip, and knee pain, and after one 20-minute session, this chronic pain was completely gone. I've used quantum touch to treat sinus infections. I just run energy right into the sinuses. My son was complaining, like, Mom, I thought. And after 5 minutes or so, he could breathe again. I've used it for the flu, for acute things, for chronic things. It's really quite amazing. There's nothing that I don't want to experiment with, because, again, I'm a science mind, so I like to experiment. I'm like, I wonder if it would help with this. And really, it hasn't really let me down, honestly.
That's great. Explain something to me. I really don't understand how does one know that it's emotions that, you know, and this could date back to something that happened to them, well, as you pointed out, with this 8-year-old girl, something that happened to her during her birth, that emotions can really have such an impact on your body. What is there a clue that someone should know that my problem is emotions? I got to get rid of these emotions that are trapped. Is there anything such thing so that you would know?
Is there a clue that you have a trapped emotion? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have trapped emotions. That I don't know about that are bugging me, although I don't feel bugged.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we all do. We all have trapped emotions. I also work, which we'll talk about, where I work with pets as well. I mean, pets have trapped emotions. We have trapped emotions. I mean, how often does it happen that in our lifetime we have an experience that we have pain that's unexplained? Like why all of a sudden is my shoulder hurting? I didn't lift a heavy box. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. So many times we have this pain that's unexplained, and I argue that goes back to energetic origins, that many times that negative emotional events can create this vibrating energy that can get stuck in an organ, it can get stuck in your skin, it can get stuck anywhere in your body, and it is just it's kind of like a kid jumping on a piano. You're hearing all the notes at the same time, and it sounds terrible. So we've got all this dysresonance in the body, and the cells are like, what is going on? You know, like, why is this happening? We want to get rid of all those energy blockages so that, you know, that health and happiness can kind of come through. So the symptoms are always the sign, right? The symptoms are the signs that tell us that something is going on, and many times there are emotional origins to that.
Well, I find it absolutely fascinating, and I know that a lot of people will go to doctors, they go to chiropractors, they go to other methods to try and get rid of a pain they may have, you know, in their back or wherever, and it doesn't work. They still have the pain, and yet they go to see someone like you, and, you know, 20 minutes later, it's gone. It's a miracle. It's almost like a miracle, many people.
It is truly, that is what I see. I see miracles on a weekly basis. I have my energy practitioner friends, and we call it MOD. We text each other, what's your miracle of the day?
That's good.
And this work does have, it does have that, you know, I obviously can't always heal somebody in one session. I don't want to communicate that, you know,
right.
expectation. Sometimes we all have different layers of emotional baggage that we need to release. But I have seen something as simple as one session where things are resolved. Yeah.
Why do you think humanity needs this work?
That's a great question. So, I mean, I think many people would agree that humanity is just stuck. Like, we're stuck in the cycle of just not feeling fulfilled in just regards to just our general happiness or just our state of health. Many of us are in a cycle of just treating symptoms and not the cause. I had read this quote. I honestly have no idea where I read this, so I can't give the originator credit here. But the quote is, treating symptoms is like shooting the messenger for bringing bad news. I just find that a great quote because, like, symptoms are, as we just were talking about, is the message. Symptoms are the message. It's your body saying, hey, something's wrong. You need to attend to this. You know, you need to attend to this physical need or this emotional need. Even something as simple as a fever, right? Your fevers are your body's way of communicating, saying, hey, you know, your immune system's kicking up here. We're taking care of you. You know, we're taking care of this infection that's here. But then what do? We go and we give ourselves Tylenol endlessly until the fever goes down. And then the immune system's, like, not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So, you know, so many people are struggling, and they can't, like, figure out why they feel the way they do. And sometimes modern medicine gives answers, but sometimes, yeah, as you mentioned, like, we can't figure out what it is, like, what is the cause. You know, many times medicine might be able to identify the effect, like, hey, your blood works off, or this organ isn't properly functioning, you know, but what we need to explore why. Like, why is my liver not functioning? Why do I have gut issues? And my premise is that maybe not all, but a large portion of our physical and emotional complaints stem from these energetic origins. Which is where I came up with the name of my business, which is Quantum Origins. So many things have an energetic origin from these energetic footprints that are left in our bodies from these negative emotional events from the past. You know, stuff maybe we thought that we worked through. You know, sometimes we try to convince our conscious mind that we're perfectly fine and that we've moved on from a past hurt. But the subconscious mind, which is 95% of your mind, is subconscious. That subconscious mind knows the truth. It knows if you were just burying it there so that you could just move on with your life. You know, this work truly goes where medicine cannot see. And that's exactly what we're working with. And, I'm confident there's many people listening today that might be wondering, like, why do I feel so fill in the blank all the time? You know, why do I feel so angry all the time? Why do I feel so anxious all the time? Why do I feel so depressed all the time or fearful all the time? So I'm there to tell these people that there are possible scientific explanations as to why you might feel so anxious or depressed or fearful. And just to share a story about me and how this impacted me in such a big way, my story was, why do I cry all the time? So anybody that knows Kim knows that I have a history of just being emotional Kim. I cry when I'm happy, when I'm sad. Anytime I'm sharing any passionate story, I just would always tear up and cry. And it kind of frustrated me, honestly, sometimes. Like, I don't want to be crying in front of this whole group of people I don't even know. But when I did this work, when I did emotion code on myself, I found that I had this trapped energy. I had this trapped resonance that literally crying has a frequency. It has a specific resonance. And guess what? That frequency was found all throughout my body from all past events throughout my lifetime. So that my body really knew crying really, really well. Like I'm like a one-string guitar, and I'm resonating with crying to the point that my neural pathways got used to that frequency. And anytime a new trigger would come along, whether it be happy, sad, angry, whatever, then it would be like, oh, Kim, yeah, make her cry. She's really good at that. Just make her cry, make her cry. But when I released all of that crying, that crying energy that was stuck in my body, I don't do it anymore. Like I can now, you know, get in a little tiff with my husband and not cry. I can share my passion like today. I can share my passion with you and not cry. I feel like I'm empowered by being able to elicit the emotion that I wish to share, and it's not controlling me anymore. I'm controlling it, and it's really quite empowering. And humanity really needs validation that they're not crazy. If people are out there and they're feeling so anxious or having panic attacks, there is a possible scientific reason as to why they feel that way. And I want to give humanity hope. If you feel hopeless, there is hope to explain why that is happening and why you feel that way. And when we talk about why does humanity need this, we're not just talking about humans. Like we're talking about animals too. Like animals have had horrible experiences in shelters, or they've been mistreated, or they absorb negative energies from their owners that might be going through a trying time. So trapped energy can be your own, or it can be absorbed from other people. And animals are very emotionally intelligent creatures, and they absorb these energies, and I find them and I release them. I've helped dogs with separation anxiety, where the dog constantly barks and howls when the owner leaves. Fears of fireworks and cars driving by, aggression, animals that are aggressive. I had two angry cats that were pulling tufts out of each other's fur, and one of the cats had major anger issues that I was able to release that anger, and now the cats sleep together on a cat gym, and the owner is sending me pictures of this. So, I mean, the stories could go on and on, but that's why humanity and animals need this work.
Well, that's a really good answer. That's a pretty complete answer you just gave. But you said something that intrigued me. You said you use the emotion code on yourself. Is that possible? Obviously, it's possible.
Yep.
You do. You stop yourself from crying.
Yep.
So when you use this on somebody, are they able to then leave you and do it on themselves as well as you do?
You know, people can certainly train to learn how to do this. I do believe that that people can learn how to do this themselves. And then, you know, this probably isn't good for my business, but I would encourage people to learn how to do these things, to be able to. How empowering is it to be able to care for yourself and your family, and not have to worry whether urgent cares are going to close or not? And you can sit here and you can have this skill, and all that you need is your intention and your hands and nothing else. It's incredibly powerful, and I do believe that other people have the capability of doing it.
Well, obviously, you know, the assumption is I would have to go see you physically to get you to help me with whatever, the quantum touch or the emotion code or whatever. But I know during COVID, obviously, you were doing this over Zoom, so you don't have to be physically right next to you to do this on someone. How do you do it over Zoom? How is that possible?
That is definitely a very popular question that I do get, a very good question. I do it over the phone. I do it over Zoom. And, you know, people will say to me, oh, Kim, I see that you do this in person and you do it over Zoom. And they say, you know, it's not as good over Zoom, right? You know, and they're trying to get me to agree. But I won't agree. It is just as effective over Zoom. And the reason is, and luckily with my science background, I can hopefully explain this clearly. As I mentioned before, everything is energy, right? Our bodies are energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our thoughts have a specific energetic vibration. Our emotions are energy. When quantum mechanics made its debut in the early 1900s, explained the world of the very small, and we found that matter and energy are actually related to each other, and that matter displays this wave-like behavior just like energy does. And then this guy Einstein, you may have heard of him, came along and created his theory of relativity that stated that E equals MC squared, right? So this verified that energy and matter, right, are actually related to each other. Energy has mass, and mass, meaning matter, has energy. So you know, energy and matter were related to each other. So around the same time, again, this is a long time ago, early 1900s, physicists performed this experiment called quantum entanglement, where they took these two subatomic particles that were kind of entangled with each other through some type of interaction, and it created a link between them. And then if those two particles were then separated from each other at either close or vast distances, could be light years away from each other, if you induce a change on one particle, the change will instantaneously affect the other one with no delay, even though it could be millions of miles away from the first particle. So if you induce a change on one, the other one would instantaneously have the same effect. And Einstein was like, what? Like that, there's no way that that can happen. Two particles, and in order for that to happen, that would require you to send information faster than the speed of light. And Einstein had previously thought that that would be impossible. There's no way you can send information faster than the speed of light. But this experiment has been proven many times over. And Einstein finally had to kind of give in and say, okay, I see that this is happening. And he actually deemed it spooky action at a distance. Like, that's how freaked out he was by it, because wow. He's like, how can changing this particle change that other particle, and it's millions of miles away? How can that instantaneously happen? On last week's show, I actually shared a story of how that happens a lot with twins that are maybe separated at birth, how they're kind of living a similar life, even though they might have no contact with each other. Like, they are entangled with each other. Now we know the speed of thought kind of travels faster than the speed of light. And it happens in our everyday life. Like, my husband and I are very entangled with each other. So I'll start to text him, and then he'll be texting me at the same exact time. Like, I was just thinking of you, or, you know, he calls me, I was about to call him. Like, you know, we're in each other's heads a little bit, because we're sharing that energy with each other. Long story short, I can send energy instantaneously to anyone, anywhere, over the phone, over Zoom, just as if they were sitting right next to me. And it's just as effective. And people that are energetically sensitive, they can feel the energy through Zoom. They say, oh, I have this tingling in my shoulder, or I feel a little heat or a little cold. They can feel it. They can share with me, and they'll know exactly where I'm working, even though I'm not telling them. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I find that amazing. You're excited about this. Obviously, you're really into
this. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah. It comes through your voice, no question about it. Tell me something. How did your children's adoption, how did that play a role in your decision to become an energy practitioner?
I will tell you right now that I would not be an energy practitioner if it weren't for the whole journey of raising two adopted boys. So my husband and I adopted our two boys from birth. We adopted them domestically. We shared their adoption story with them right from the start. Like, people ask, like, oh, when did you tell them that they're adopted? I'm like, when they were born. Like, we let them know right away. Always shared their story with them. They have pictures of their birth parents in their bedrooms, of their birth parents holding them from birth. We really believed that it was important for them to know their story right from the start. I feel like we've had a stable home, stable marriage, good jobs. And we went to parenting classes, you know, we did all these things that hopefully, like, good parents should do. But yet, even though we did all these things, this deep sadness kind of surfaced around the age of 10 for my boys, and unexplained behaviors kind of started to happen at home and school that were kind of completely out of character, really withdrawing from all those that kind of cared about them. And it was kind of like this sudden, like, it was almost like overnight, the switch. Well, I'm like, what happened to my son? Like, why is this all of a sudden happening? And somebody actually had mentioned to me, it wasn't even my thoughts, somebody said, well, do you think it's tied to their adoption? I was like, well, I don't know. Like, you know, so then I connected with an adoption counselor who then explained to me that at around that age, between about 10 and 12, that children have what's called their adoption awakening. And, you know, I mentioned to this counselor, I said, you know, I felt like my son was acting as if someone close to him has died. And she said to me, that is exactly what it is. He's mourning the death of this birth family, this whole other family that he's never even known. His conscious mind has never known them, but his subconscious mind remembers them very well. So our children, as I mentioned, have always known they were adopted. So I was like, why is this happening now? So I did a lot of research. I read this book called The Primal Wound by Nancy Newton, and explained how babies, it's all about adoption and understanding this thing called the primal wound. It explains how babies are much more emotionally aware than we are led to believe. And that bonding doesn't just start at the time of birth. You know, my boys shared this 9-month experience with this woman that they bonded to in utero, a woman that they were genetically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically connected to. So in an adoption situation, or even in a situation where a child is separated from their mother, let's say that a child is put into an incubator or something like that for a period of time, the child is energetically torn from the only security that he's ever known and handed over, in my case, to me, the complete stranger. And that leaves a mark. And that, Doug, is called trauma, like trauma at its most primal state, because the child doesn't even have any language to be able to process that loss that he or she has just experienced by being torn from this energetic field of this birth mother, from everything this child, I mean, you would think, like, I mean, being born is traumatic enough, right, from going in this cozy uterus to, like, coming out to, like, all these things you've never seen before, and then now you're taken away from this birth mother and handed over. So when I learned about this primal wound, like, my quest just began to heal them of this deep sadness, and I started just reading every book I could find. And I was really gunning for the cause. I wanted to figure out, I didn't want to just treat their symptoms. I wanted to heal their souls of this loss that they experienced. You know, we tried counseling and diets and supplements and homeopaths, naturopaths, cranial sacral, you name it, we tried it. And all of it helped a lot, but nothing lifted the cloud until I found energy healing. This is what lift cloud. I worked with this brilliant functional medicine neurologist, Dr. Don Jorgens, that studied the adoption population and the effects of this primal wound on their autonomic nervous system. And he was the one that suggested that I try energy healing. So I did. So I did biofield tuning, and then I learned about emotion code, quantum touch. And when I did emotion code on both of my children for the very first time, and I have this list, Doug, of like 60 different possible trapped emotions that I could find. The first three trapped emotions that came up for both of my kids were rejection, abandonment, and low self-esteem. And don't tell me that any adopted kid on planet Earth would not feel those same three trapped emotions.
Exactly.
And when I released this, Doug, it was phenomenal. My son was like, Mom, I can't explain it. I just feel happy. Like this burden, this energetic burden he was carrying around since birth. And it was phenomenal, you know, and while I'm trying to heal them, I realize that I have some of my own emotional baggage that I need to release, and I truly would not have done it if I wasn't helping my kids through their own journey. And I really know now that my children were sent to me to heal me, because they've been my greatest teachers of unconditional love and courage and determination.
Kim, that's an amazing story, really amazing. And your kids were 10 at that point, right? And it made a huge difference in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much I'd love to ask you, because you obviously, you know this. You're a great spokesperson for this. It's wonderful. I wish we had more time, but we're running out of time. I want to point out, you have a great website. I mean, we've gone through the half hour like that. You have a great website, which is quantumorigins.us. If anybody listening has, you know, any desire to learn more about energy healing and the impact it can have, and you've certainly spelled out how it can, go to this website, quantumorigins.us. It's Kim's website. You can look at it, learn more about it, learn how to get in touch with Kim. And, you know, maybe this could make a huge change in your life. No question about it. I think it's remarkable what you're doing. And I compliment you. You're really great at explaining it. So I wish we had more time to talk. Kim, thank you for coming back for a second broadcast. Okay. You're
very
wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's my pleasure to have you. Again, if you want to learn more, quantumorigins.us. And that'll do it for today. This has been fantastic. I think I've learned a lot, and I want to learn more. So I'll have to learn more from you. Thank you so much, Kim. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that's it for today, everybody. Thank you for being with us. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time. Till then, bye for now.